The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot, may he continue to succeed. Atzlacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Mara Nedarim, Daf Ten Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Fu'ash Shelema, Shelomo ben Miriam, V'Hai Gavriel ben Sarah, Yosef ben Sarah, and Yosef ben Sarah, and Sarah bat Rachel, Enna refer lahem, En v'Tinok ben Dina, Enna refer lahem, Enna refer lahem, Enna refer lahem, Fata nefesh, Fata guf, Fuatam kribalabo. V'chen yirasum amar, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Fu'ash Shelema, Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem t'nichenu began Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Vav Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah, La'alun Ishmat, Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem t'nichenu began Eden, Amen. We are beginning on Tet Vav Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. Shivu'a she'eni yashin. Person makes a swear that what? That he's not going to sleep. She'eni medaber, or that he's not going to talk. She'eni mehalech, that he's not going to walk. Asur. So of course that shivua is hal, and therefore it is asur, because we said that you don't have to have a tangible item for the shivua to be hal on, because the shivua is hal on the person. So therefore, even though sleeping, walking, talking is intangible items, doesn't matter. The shivua is hal on the person himself. Korban lo ochal. He uses the lashon korban. Now, korban is means another way of saying that it is asur, like a korban. But what is he saying? Korban lo ochal lach. Which sounds like what I'm not going to eat is going to be a korban. Implying what? What he is going to eat is going to be mutar. Or he said, ha korban she'ochal lach. Or he says the lashon, ha korban she'ochal lach. The korban that I'm going to, what I'm going to eat. Or lo korban, what's the love to say? La korban, lo ochalach, which is what I'm not going to eat, is not going to be a korban. In all those cases, the deen is, it is mutar. Let's see the Ran to see exactly why the last cases of the Mishnah are mutar. Korban, lo ochalach. Ha korban, she ochalach. La korban, lo ochalach. All these cases are mutar. Mishum dechi amar korban lo ochalach. When he comes along and says, it is a korban what I'm not going to eat. Now, I amrinan debahaye korban mishtaba shari. One interpretation could mean that he's making a shivua in the life of the korban, which is, the korban doesn't mean asur like a korban. Could be the word the korban means in the life of the korban. Now, the korban lav bar ishtibu'ehu, which means you don't make a shivua on a korban. Korban usually is lashon neder. And therefore, if he says korban in the context of a shivua, which means in the life of the korban that I'm not going to eat, what I'm not going to eat is nothing. The korban yehe mashelo ochal mishilcha ka'amar. If he's going to come along and say that, it'll be a korban what I'm not going to eat from you. That's like a neder. Nameshare. De lo shave isur korban ela mashelo yochal. Because he only made a korban on what? He's not going to eat. Ha korban she'ochal lecha nameshare. And also the next case of the Mishnah, where he says, ha korban, what I'm going to eat, what is ha korban? So he says, de hai korban ka'amar. Ha korban, like we learned in the last Gemara, ha korban means in the life of the korban, what I'm not going to eat. Which as long as the korban is alive, I'm not, what I'm going to eat, which is nothing. De avid inish de mishtaba be, velo midi ka'amar. Good. So therefore, in these cases over here, all of them, whether you're going to use it as lashon shivua, whether you're going to use it as lashon neder, it is not going to be hal. Therefore, it is indeed mutar. Then he comes along and says, korban garsinan, that we have the language of like our gersa in the Mishnah, ha korban uchtekativna uchtekativ b'shivua. Okay, and then he goes into a different girsa. So let's review the cases of the Mishnah one more time again. The first case of the Mishnah is Shivu'ah she'eni yashin, she'eni medaber, she'eni mehalech. That's considered asur, because the Shivu'ah is hal on the person, and therefore it's going to be Asur doesn't have to be on a tangible item. The next case of the Mishnah was Korban lo ochal lach. So either I can explain it, which means what? That is a yan of a shivua, which means he's coming along to say in the life of the Korban that I'm not going to eat what shelo ochal mishchad, I'm not going to eat. Or you come along and say it's neder, that you're being matfis the ochel in the lashon of a korban, but you said korban lo ochal, which I'm not going to eat, and therefore it's not going to be halal. Because only what I'm not going to eat is going to be a korban. What I'm going to eat is going to be permissible. And therefore all these, or you said hak korban. Hak korban is lashon in the haye korban, which we're going to eat, and that's nothing. Or you said lo korban. Lo korban is like la korban. Lo ochal decha, which means what I'm not going to eat is not going to be a korban. So all these items over here, which is la korban, means cholin. So therefore, what is he saying? La korban lo ochal lach, which means what I'm not going to eat is going to be cholin. So you can make an implication of what I am going to eat is going to be a korban. But if you go like Rabbi Meir, that you don't hold a mechlal hen atasho mei alav, so therefore it's going to be mutah. So the Mishnah is going to be like Rabbi Meir, like we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily. Gemara now is going to establish who the author of our Mishnah is. Mani Matnitin. Who was the author of our Mishnah? So it says, Rabbi Meir. That is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir. Now let's look at the Ran. The Ran is on the bottom. Right in the beginning of the Gemara. Mani Matnitin. Rabbi Meir. De lo shani le korban, de lo shani le ke korban, de lo ba'e chaf ha-demyon. Remember we learned in the last perek that according to Rabbi Meir, you don't have to say when you're making a neder that this item should be ke korban. You don't need a chaf as a prefix. Remember we learned according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a prefix of a chaf. But you see, a kirushalayim, exactly. But according to this Mishnah, we didn't say a chaf prefix, and still we wanted to say that could be it'll be a lashon of a neder. So again, it says the eid of Yehuda, because if you say the Mishnah is a Yehuda, the Ran is in the beginning of Gemara. The eid of Yehuda, my idiya korban lo ochal lecha deshari. Why did the Mishnah have to say a case of korban lo ochal deshari? Afilu korban she ochal lecha she omer shari, which means you gave a case of the Mishnah. What was the case that we said the neder is mutar? We came along and said, korban lo ochal lecha. Why is that mutar? Because you're working with implications. If the Mishnah was the Biyuda, you could have even gave a better case. You could have gave a case, korban mashi ochal lecha. That what even what I eat is going to be a korban. Because since the Biyuda says you need the chaf prefix, so even that case would be mutar. From the fact that the Mishnah did not give that case of heter, you see the Mishnah is not going like the Biyuda. I repeat, according to the Biyuda, when a guy comes along and says, korban mashe ochal lecha, that's nothing. You know why? Because she didn't say ke korban. Because our Mishnah is giving cases of heter, isn't it? Yeah. So if the Mishnah was the Biyuda, go even better. Don't give me a case where korban mashe lo ochal lecha mutar. Give me a case, korban, mashikin ochal lecha mutar. The fact that the Mishnah did not bring that case, must be we're not going like Rabbi Yehuda, Ela, we must be going like Rabbi Meir. So once you tell me that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, we have a question. Why? Mani matnitin. Rabbi Meir. Di'i Rabbi Yehuda lo shani le korban, ve lo shani le hakorban. Which is according to him, it doesn't make a difference between korban and hakorban, which the way we're learning over here, that there's no difference between him when you say korban ochal lecha or korban lo ochal or hakorban. All those languages don't mean anything, no matter what you say, until you say ke korban. So the Gemara says, "Ema sefav." We have a question going to the sefav. You tell me the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. What about the sefav? Why la korban lo ochal lecha mutar? Now we understand why is la korban. Lo ochal lecha. That means like this. It's not a korban what I'm not going to eat. Meaning what I'm not going to eat is cholin. Mashma, what I am going to eat is korban. Also, we want to say that's the bimir because you don't go with mechlal hen. Atashamei alav. Oh, but the Gemara says it can't be. Because if you remember in that case, famous thing we always repeat from Nabi Abba, that Nabi Abba said in this case when a guy says la korban means it's not a korban, and therefore lo ochal lecha, which is la korban, or the lashon was here. Look at the Gemara. V'hatenan, we have a Mishnah. La korban lo ochal lecha. Rabbi Meir oser. V'amar Rabbi Abba. Why? Na'asa komer la korban yehe. It's as if he's saying what? It'll be like a korban. What is sheva? Le korban yehe. And therefore, lefichak lo ochal lecha. So therefore, the Mishnah and the Sefa cannot be Rabbi Meir. Because the deen is not congruent with Rabbi Meir Shita. I repeat again, according to Rabbi Abba, we said this many times already. When a guy comes along and says, Le korban ma shelo ochal lecha. What is that like he's saying? This item over here is korban. Le korban. Therefore, I'm not going to eat it. Also, that was the exact case of the Sefa the Mishnah. Le korban ma shelo ochal lecha mutar. So that cannot be Rabbi Meir. So how could the Sefa be, the Resha be Rabbi Meir, but the Sefa is not Rabbi Meir? So it says, La kashya. Had amar la korban, had amar le korban, had amar lo le korban, de lo avi korban ka amar. It's the difference between le and la, which means in our Mishnah, it's talking about what you had with patah. So therefore, when the guy comes along and says la korban, it means it's not going to be a korban what I'm not going to eat. Which means what I'm not going to eat is going to be holin. Mashma, what I am going to eat is going to be a korban. That's mutar, because that's working with Mechlal Hin. Mechlal Lav, Atashomea Hin. Masha'en Ken, in the case of Rabbi Abba, he said, Le Korban. Le Korban means, it's a Korban. Therefore, Lefichak, Lo Ochal Lecha. So it's the difference between Le and La. And therefore, the Mishnah can be Rabbi Meir throughout, because you don't need the Ke, right? That's why Rabbi Meir said that the cases that the Neder is not Hal, is Dafka, where he came along and said, Korban lo ochal. But if he said korban ochal, that's already the neder. Korban ochal. Whereas according to the B Yehuda, even that case is considered nothing because you didn't say ke korban. So the fact that the Mishnah didn't bring that case must be going like to be Meir and not the B Yehuda. And the Sefer also is the B Meir as well. Comes the Gemara continues. Actually, we go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah, Shivua lo ochal lecha. Person makes a Shivua. He says, Shivua lo ochal lecha. Which means Shivua, what I'm not going to eat. Or I'm not going to eat from your stuff. That's what it really is saying. Lo ochal lecha, I'm not going to eat. Make me Shivua, I'm not going to eat from your food. I'm telling his friend this. Ha Shivua she ochal lecha. Or he comes along and says, Ha Shivua. She'ochal lecha, that I'm going to eat, making a shivua, lo shivua, lo ochal lecha, or he says, lo shivua, what I'm not going to eat, in all these cases, is going to be asur. Let's go one case at a time and analyze them. Case number one, shivua, lo ochal lecha. What is it, mashma? Which means, I'm making a shivua, lo ochal meshilcha. Okay, that's case number one. Second case, Hashivua she'ochal lecha, which means as much as what I am going to eat is going to be asur b'shivua. Case number three, lo shivua lo ochal lecha, which means what I'm not going to eat is not going to be bound by a shivua. Mashma, what I am going to eat is bound by a shivua. Common denominator in all these cases, asur. It is going to be hal. Now we have to see exactly how? Because obviously, at least in the last case, you're working with a implication, which sounds like you're not working with the Rabbi Meir. So we'll see exactly how that works out. Comes the Gemara and says, actually, let's read the Ran over here. Shivua, that's back to the Mishnah. He had it all as one Mishnah. So we go back to the Mishnah. Shivua lo ochal lecha. Shivua, what I'm not going to eat, or the way they want to learn it, Shivua, I'm not going to eat. Lo ochal lecha b'shivua. I'm not going to eat, and that's the Shivua I'm making. Ha Shivua she'ochel lecha, or he's making a Shivua, what I am going to eat. Lishvua lo ochal lecha asur. So by the way, he has a different gersa of it. Lishvua lo ochal lecha asur. Mishum d'shivua lo ochal lecha. When he says the language, Shivua lo ochal, mashma b'shivua lo ochal lecha. Good. It's mashma, I'm making a Shivua, I'm not going to eat by you. V'has Shivua she'ochel lecha, hachi mashma. De leka leferush leshna de hai Shivua ka'amar. כדברים נחי קורבן, דלא משתאין שאחה. Which means when you're not going to say in the life of a Shivua, because that's not a language that you say by Shivua, by Korban, like Ha Korban, you said in the life of a Korban. But Ha Shivua, what do you mean? The life of a Shivua, there's no such terminology like that. So therefore means, with the Shivua, what I'm going to eat. V'nishvua lo ochel nameh. Which is, and even the last case, where he says, V'nishvua, make mishvua lo ochel nameh, afilu belamed pituha. Even if he says, La Shivua asur. Now, fagav, delamed pituha lo mashma. ומתניתין לבי מאיר היא, דלת למכללה ואתה שומע הן, even though the Mishnah is a bimir. And therefore we're going with this thing, we don't go with implications, אפילו האחר בשבועה אסור. Still, when it comes to שבועה, he's going to hold that it's אסור. Why? ונראה בעיניי, דענו תאמה משום דעה, מסכנים בסוף פרק שבועות העדות, דחי לתר בי מאיר מכללה ואתה שומע הן, נמידי בממונה, הנה באסורה, דעית בממונה, אבל באסורה גרדה, איתלה. Which means, Rabbi Meir, he doesn't know this implication business by monetary items or by isur cases that are connected to monetary, like a neder. However, a shivua, v'nedura isurat it b'mamonaninu, mishum de lo mashkahat b'lo hatsa, which means every neder item is connected to monetary. Why? Because by neder, you have to attach it to an item. I'm not eating this item. Once already you attach it to an item, already it's connected to monetary. And the law of Rabbi Meir is why you don't go with implications by anything that's isur or anything monetary or isur that's connected to monetary. But something that's isur alone, like a shivua, because shivua is not monetary. I'm asserting myself. There he goes with implications. So then we learned the new hashitah now today. Very important. That which Rabbi Meir doesn't go with this michlal avata shomayahen, that's dafka by mamon or isur, like nidarim that always has a mamon attached to it. Why does nidarim always have a mamon attached to it? Because you always have to attach a hafsa. So the hafsa already, this item is already a monetary situation. Because it's a hafiz. Mashikin is shivua. Shivua doesn't have to be on the hafiz. It's on the person himself. So therefore he'll hold it. In that case you will say, therefore in this last case of the Mishnah, where the guy said, lo ola shivua lo ochal lecha, which is what I'm not going to eat, is not going to be bound by a shivua. Mashma, what I do eat is going to be bound by a shivua. Asur. What do you mean asur? It's an implication. Doesn't matter. Maybe you will agree in this case that you go with the implication. Why? Because it's Isur Gereda. That clear? Yeah. So therefore, it can be going like Rabbi Meir our Mishnah. Okay, now we continue. That's the Ran just continues there. The Chivat Isura Gereda Ninu. Afilu Rabbi Meir Mode. Damirin Abu Mechlala Vatashomeya. The last part of the Ran. Okay, now we start the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and begins. We had a case in the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah was Hashivua She'ochel Lecha. Right, shivua that I'm going to eat. So it says michlal. We can imply from this mishnah, from the fact that the mishnah's din was that it is asur, he cannot eat. Dehas shivua she'ochel lecha. That when he says shivua that I'm going to eat, it really means delo achil na mashma. It's mashma the opposite. I'm not going to eat. Would mean we have a question from Masechet Shavuot. Shavuot she'daim she'en arba. It says there are two shivuot, but in the Torah, the rabbis added another two. She'ochel. One shivua is, I am going to eat. One shivua is, I am not going to eat. She'achalti, the rabbis added, that I ate, v'shelo achalti, that I did not eat. Now, medika amar, from the fact that it said in Masechet Shavuot, she'ochal v'shelo ochal, she'achalti v'shelo achalti, the fact that it can be both sides, that I'm going to eat and I'm not going to eat, what is that mashma? Michlal she'ochel lechad dachil na mashma. Because the reason why you have to tell me lo ochal is because when you say the word ochal means I am going to eat. So back to the Mishnah, then how could you tell me that when the guy says shivua she'ochal, it means she'lo ochal, from a Masechet Shavuot, it's mashma, that it means ochal davka. Amar Abaye, she'ochal shte leshonot mashma. He said, you know something, when the guy says she'ochal, it can mean two different leshonot. How? Hayu misarbin bo lecho. Let's say they were forcing a guy to eat. And he's telling him, listen, eat. The Amar, what does he come along and say? Achilna, achilna. He says, okay, listen, I'm going to eat. The two, and then what does he do? He says, shivua she'ochal. So that's the achilna mashma. Okay, that means he's going to eat. Because of the context. Aval Amar, lo achilna. But after they're forcing him to eat, he says, listen, I'm not eating. The two, Amar, shivua she'ochal. Then what? Delo achilna ka'ama. So therefore, you see that what sometimes ochal can mean lo ochal. Therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, when he comes along and says shivua she'ochal, it means that he's swearing that he does not want to eat, because sometimes the word ochal can mean lo ochal. Therefore, he's going to be asur. Rav Asher amar she'ochal d'shvu'a she'i ochal ka'amar. He said, no, you have to doctor up our Mishnah. When the Mishnah said she'ochal, you have to put a word before that. You have to say he said she'vu'a she'i ochal, that I'm not going to eat. Imken peshita. My lememra. It's pashut. If a guy comes along and says she'vu'a that I'm not going to eat, then he can't eat. Of course, it's pashut. What's the Hadush? Says, Mao de Tema, because you would have thought, Mekam Nishnahi de'itqil le. That I might have said that what? He got tongue tied in his language, which maybe he really wanted to say She'ochal, but it came out She'i Ochal, and therefore maybe it's nothing. Kamashmalan, no, when he says She'i Ochal, we say he said it the right way, what he meant, She'i, that I don't want to eat, therefore this is going to be Asur. Abaye lo amar ta'am kerav Hashem. The reason why Abaye did not subscribe to Rav Hashem, meaning why didn't he just doctor up the Mishnah and say I Ochal? Because don't say that in the Mishnah. Abaye rather worked with the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's language was Ochal. And therefore, I'd rather say that what? Ochal is mashma both ways. But Rav Asher nadeh min ta'am de Abaye. And Rav Asher moved away. He was marhik himself. Nadeh. He pulled away from the shita of Abaye, which is he didn't want to say that Ochal is mashma both ways, because if you're going to say that ochal is mashma both ways, then what? Lo ochal also is mashma both ways. And he says, kasabar shelo ochal namim mashma shtel shirot. Once you're playing this game that you can say ochal means lo ochal, I can tell you lo ochal also means ochal. How? I'll give you a case. Hayu miserbin bo le'echol. Let's say they were forcing him to eat. Ve'amar, and he said rhetorically, lo achilna, lo achilna. What do you think? I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat. Ve'amar namesh shivu'a. Then he made a shivu'a. Ben she'ochal. Ben she'lo'ochal. Which even he made a swear. Shivu'a she'lo'ochal. Which means, what do you think? I'm not going to eat. Why? You think I'm not going to eat? Haden achil namashma. It's not that he's saying that I am going to eat. Ve'amar. Ve'ika liturot. But you can also say what? Named lishna. Shivu'a she'lo'ochal. Shivu'a de'lo'achil ha'kamar. It could also be that when he says shivu'a she'lo'ochal, it means literally that I am not going to eat, which means, according to you, Abaye, just like ochal, can be mashma both ways. And that's the chidush of the Mishnah, that you tell when a guy says shivu'a she'ochal, it means lo'ochal. He says, for that matter, she'lo'ochal also is mashma, she'achal mashma. And therefore, both sides are a chidush, the side of achal, the side of lo'ochal. So therefore, why did the Mishnah only choose the side of Achal, which according to you, really the Mishnah should have gave us both options. Ela what? Tana paska, which means when the Tana writes in Masechet Shavuot, she'ochel de'achil namashma, v'shelo ochal, lo ochal mashma. You learn Masechet Shavuot, the Tana gave you two cases. Ochel and lo ochel. You know why he gave us two cases? Because they're conclusive cases. Not like you wanted to say that ochel can mean lo ochel, because then lo ochel can also mean ochel. And when the Mishnah gives you ochel and lo ochel, cut it. And therefore, our Mishnah is going to say Ochel alone, Ochel's Mashma Ochel, that we have to put an E in front of the Ochel in order to say that he is not going to eat. That is the reason why Rav Asher does not go like, and but here comes the next Mishnah, Zeh Chomer Bishmuot Bindarim. We now discuss something that is more stringent. Shavuot is more stringent in this way than Nedarim. Ve'chomer ben Darim is Shavuot, and in certain cases, Nedarim is more stringent than Shavuot. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar, kunam sukkah she'ani osa. Right? Guy forbids the sukkah on himself. Lulav she'ani notel. He forbids the lulav on himself. Tefillin she'ani mani'a. The tefillin that I'm going to wear. Ben Darim asud. When it comes to Nedarim, it's hal. Because he could forbid the item on himself. However, bishvuot mutar. But if it comes with a shivu'ah, I'm not sitting in the sukkah. Shivu'ah, I'm not wearing tefillin. No good. Why? She'en nishva'in la'avor ala mitzvot. Because a person cannot make a shivu'ah to go against the mitzvot, because already he's mushba' ve'omer from Har Sinai. So I could osir the item on me. But to make a shivu'ah that I'm not going to do the item, already you have a shivu'ah on you from Har Sinai, you have to do the items. That's the yichomer between Shivuot and Nedarim. So let's make this diuk again. Let's start again from the Tanan. Just to get this question. Tanan, she'at ne'nit di adahag. Okay, so the isud is you cannot have an af from me until Sukkot, until chili bet abich ad pesach. The condition is until she goes to her father's house from that pesach. Chalef ne pesach. She broke the Tanan. She went before pesach, asura banato adahag. So of course she's forbidden to have any ana'a until the hag. This is mutil lecha harapesach. But she can still go to her father's after the pesach. We don't make a gizra. Now, let me get up my next diuk. Halka, only because she went before Pesach. Asura shasut havana. Lo halka, but if she didn't go before Pesach, she does not become forbidden until the Pesach. And the Chaura, why? According to the Biuda, we should forbid her at that time of age because she's not going to be careful. Amarava, huadin, dafil lo halka, asura. Really, she's asura even if she didn't go. So what's the difference? Halka, asura, viloka. It's like we answered the first part of the Mishnah, which is if she went and she broke the neder, so now not only is she isur, but she gets malkut for breaking the neder. She's eating something that she's not allowed to eat. Now, if she didn't go before Pesach, we're not going to let her eat, but she's not going to get malkut because she didn't break the neder. But in the Chanameh, we're not going to let her have a hana'at, a surah be'alma. Comes the Gemara and says, Gemara has a question on the Yehuda. Metive, new case. Kikar zu alai hayom im elech demakom peloni lemachar. Okay, similar mechanics of the case. I'm forbidding myself this kikar today if I go to that place tomorrow. So the isur day is today, the tanai is the following day. So it says, achal, or if he ate the kikar, hare ze bebal yelech. Then already he's got to be careful not to go the following day, because if he's going to go the following day, so then he violates his neder, he's going to be over his neder, the mafreya. But what do you see over here? That it sounds like it's permissible for him to eat the food today, but just be careful tomorrow. What are you talking about? According to the Biudah, we don't let the guy eat the kikar on the day of the isur. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's the question. Miketani ochel? What did the statement say? We allow him to eat? What did it say? Achal ketani, which is b'di'avad. Dichi achal hareze bebal yelech. Therefore, don't eat. Adrabah, if you be careful, the language of the Mishnah, I'll tell you, the language is telling you, if he did eat, you're going to be in trouble. Why are you going to be in trouble? Because the next day he's not careful the day of tonight. So therefore, really what it's telling you is exactly like a Yehudah. Don't eat. Let's read the Ran. Achal hareu bebal yelech. Now, there's one question that has to be addressed over here. The Gemara's Havamina was what? That is telling you you can eat the Chetahila. How can I think that you can eat the Chetahila? The language of the Mishnah is Achal. I understand the answer. It means he ate. Which means, he ate already, therefore he's going to be in the problem of, therefore don't eat. But the Havamina was, you tell me you can eat. Why would I think it's a chetahila? It doesn't say you can eat the chetahila. So that says, "Had the sakata dakda hay achal ochelu mishum detana kulu isure ketani." Because the Mishnah is bringing you all the cases of isur. Achal hareu bebal yelech, halach hareu bebal yachel devaro, which is the next part. Vim ita de chetahila lo matze achil hay isura neme. Which means the Mishnah is bringing me all the cases of Isur. Okay? Now, if you're going to tell me that Lichatahila, it's also Asur, why didn't the Mishnah bring me that case? Ela must be, when it said Achal, it really means Ochel, that is telling me he can eat. Because all the other Isur cases the Mishnah gave me. Now, if Ochel Lechetahila was Asur, it would tell me that. So from the fact that it didn't tell me that case, because what's the din of the Mishnah here? It says, Achal, what's the language of the Mishnah? Creative Kikazu alay yom im elech lemakopo imahad Achal hareze bebal yelech. It doesn't say that it's Isur. It's just saying, if he ate, then just be careful because he's going to put himself in a predicament. So the Gemara says, that's a nisur. So therefore we're assuming what? That's talking about where the guy ate lechetahila, and you tell me what? No problem. What are you talking? How could you eat according to the Biudah lechetahila? So what does the Gemara answer? Nah. It meant really, lechetahila you can't eat. That in the Gemara is going to be isur. And go with the language of the B'nai Mishnah that said what? Achal. And what is it saying? Listen, if you ate, you're going to be in a problem. Even though if you ate today, you really didn't break the Isur yet, but you're putting yourself in a problem because tomorrow, if you end up going to that place, and there's a chance you're going to go to that place, you know why? Because that's the condition day, and the people are not careful on the condition day, therefore, Be careful, because achal today, you have a problem, which is aliba, then Rabbi Yehuda comes to Gemara and says, what are you talking? One more question. Halach, this is the last part of the Mishnah there. Actually, it's a braita. Halach, let's say he went. He went the next day. Hareze bebal yahil devaro. Oh, if he went the next day, that means he broke his neder. Now that's not good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mehalech lo. It didn't say the word mehalech. It said halach vekasha l'Rav Yehuda. What's the question according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the only way you'll be over bal yahil? He must have eaten on the first day. So that means what? He's not careful on the first day. That's the question of Yehuda. Now, if the Braita's language would have been mehalech, that's good. Let him go on the second day. Because on the second day, it's no problem. But from the fact that the Braita's language was halach, haraz hareze bebal yachel devaro, tzmashma, he must have eaten the first day, and therefore, if he went on the second day, he's going to put himself in the... I thought he should have said, let him go. And the fact is, it's halach, so now we're running into problems of the Bad Rabbi Yehuda. So, Amar lecha Rabbi Yehuda, hu adin delitni malech. Really, the Brata could have said, go. Because in case of it, you didn't eat on the first day. So the Brata could have just said, go the second day. But you know what? Aidi diktani desha achal, delom mitni le'ochel, Tani Sefa Halach, which means the Braita, just for consistency purposes, kept everything equal. Just like in the beginning of the Braita, was it Kikazu Alayom Imelech Lemakoplun Mahar? So Achal Hareze Bebal Yelech, just like in the Resha, we said the word Achal. So in the Sefa, we said the word Halach. But in truth of the matter is, we could have said the word Mehalech. Now that's at a very superficial level. I'm going to explain to you the depth of what the Bida is saying in a second in the Ran. I just want you to get the Shekla v'Taryan, the Gemara. Shekla basically is telling me, hey, Sefar, Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me what on the day of the Isur, the guy's careful. Now he's not going to eat on that day. So therefore, if you're not going to eat on that day, let the Mishnah, let the Brat say, Mehalech, yeah, let him go the next day, let him walk. Because what's going to happen is no Isur. But what does it say over there? It says, Halach, Hareze Bebal, Yachel, which is Mashma. That if you went on the second day, he did something wrong. You went on the second day, you're going to have a problem. It means he must have ate on the first day. Well, what are you talking about? It's a problem. You're right. We could have said, mehalech, meaning let him go, no problem. But you know what? Since the Resha, we use the past tense, achal, if he ate. So therefore, the Seba, we also use Lashon, halach. That's the simple answer. Now let's read the Ran, where he throws in an extra onion. Let's read the Ran. Umifarkinan. Actually, where we left off in the Ran above, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. In the Ran of Achal Hareu Bebal Yelech. Umifarkinan. Mi ketani ochel achal ketani. Kolomar. The kevan de achal ketani in the resha of the Braita, de mashma diavad. Right? If he ate on the first day, ha'ashmi'ina de lechetahila lo matzi achil. Very good. Lechetahila don't eat. Because that's the day the... Isu, don't eat that day, because the next day you're going to be on the Tanai day and you're going to run into problems. Continue. Umakshinan tu emasefa hareu bebal yahel devaro. Halach. Hareu bebal yahel devaro. Mehalech lo ketani. Kolomar. Imita le Rav Yehuda havile lemitni mehalech eno bebal yahel devaro. The Braita should have gave me the case of Heter. Mehalech. Let him go the second day and he has no problem. Because already on the first day he did not eat. And which means it's a new case separate from the case above. Velo kaya resha el hachi avile lemitni mehalech ve'eno belo yachel demistama hachiu teha biyom rishon lo shari lelemechal. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the first day can't eat. So therefore, what? Let him go on the second day. Ve'echi pasak ve'amar halach hareu bebal yachel. Bomb question against the Yehuda. Clear? Uparkinan, and the Gemara answers, Amar lecha Rabbi Yehuda, Hu adin de litni mehalich. It could have said mehalich. Ve aidi di tani resha. Achal de lo mitni ochel. Tana sefana me halach. Good. Now the Kedaran. Klomar. Inechiname. Di ba'el li mitfas milta ba'ape nafshe. Havi tani mehalich. Which is the bride that could have started a new case. The first case tells me the Isur situation, and the next part of the Bride to give me the Heter case. Meaning, if he didn't eat on day one, Melech on day two, no problem. You don't have to tell me that because I know he didn't eat on day one. So I can just tell me on day two, Mechavot, go. It could have said that. Ela mishum dele'el mine tana achal. Since in the Resha it said achal. Velomatsi lemitni ochel mishumach ilotana mehalech ve'eno bebal yachel. You know why? I'm at the outside. Because I would have thought like this. The Rana is saying, let the Braita, don't be consistent. Let the Braita say Achal in the Resha and Mehalech in the Sefer. Well, what's the difference? Well, what's my problem if I don't keep consistency? So I'll tell you what the problem is. I'm going to think it's all one case. I'm going to say like this. There's a case where I'm going to tell you you're over on Bal Yachel. And there's a case where if he ate, he's not over on Bal Yachel. And I'll say it like this. In the Resha, where it says what? Achal, meaning he ate on day one. It's talking about, I would have said, it's talking about, let's say the guy ate on purpose, the Mizid. Oh, the guy eats the Mizid. Then you're putting yourself in the Bal Yachel. Because when he eats on the second day of Tanai, you ate on the day one purpose, you're over Bal Yachel. However, I would learn the Sefer. Mehalech eno bebal yachel. I would say, you know what that case is about? Where he ate on the first day b'shogeg, right? Then the second day when he went, let's say he broke the condition, I would say eno bebal yachel. I would have made a chiluk between mezid and shogeg. That's why he says we got to keep the consistency over the cases to come and tell me what halach is over, is osir. Because if you would have gave me a case of Mehalech with Mutar, I would have made that Chiluk in even when he was over his eating. But now that you're keeping consistency, what are you telling me? Case number one. Achal, you ate on day one. Don't go the next day. Because you're going to run into problems now. You ate on day one. Which means really, it's really telling me, don't eat on day one. Because once you eat on day one, you're going to be in trouble. And then the next part of it says, the next part of the Braita says what? Halach, that is bebal yachel. Oh, what do you mean halach is bebal yachel? Really, it shouldn't be bebal yachel because really, I thought the guy's careful on the first day. You're right, by the way. But since it's talking about the resha achal, we wanted to keep this case also in halach to just keep, because if you would have said mehalech, I would have thought that it's referring to the first case, that you have a case where you can go walk the second day and still be not over on Bal Yachel. Okay, I'm going to read that in the Ran. You'll see it there in the Ran. Look at the Ran. Let's start from Kilomar. In a chenamidi, by limit fasmata, pen of Shave, Tani Malek, Elamishud, the Elmine, Tana Achal, the Matslimit Niochem, Mishmakilotana Malek, Veno, Bal Yachel, the E have a Tani Haki, having much with the Afagab, the Achal, Biom Rishon. Even though he ate in the first day, Bealek, Biom Shi, Veleka Bal Yachel. והאבא מפרשינה לדחו לברית האחי, דזמנין אכלו בבל ילך, which is sometimes when he eats, he shouldn't walk the next day, because the problem, כלומר, כשאכל במזיד, דהיינו שזכר שאיסור ההליכה תלוי באכילתו, וזמנין דף אגב דאכל בראשון מלך בשני, כל שאכל יום ראשון, בשוגג. That's what I wanted to talk. כלומר, שלא יהיה זכור בשעה שאכל שאיסור ההליכה תלוי באכילתו, when he ate on the first day, he forgot that the walking is dependent on anything, so it's considered sugar, I wanted to thought that he can walk the next day. That's why it had to come along and not use that terminology, mehalech, even though it's true. Meaning, even though it's true, according to the Yehuda, that once day one passes, of course there's not even one day passes. There's never a pump to walk on day two, according to the Yehuda. Because I'm not worried what's going to happen on day one. You're not eating on day one. So once you can eat on day one, it's always mutal mehalech. But you know what? Don't write that terminology. Because you might have think that, so even in the case where he ate on day one, walked day two, because he ate b'shogeg. Oh, now you want to get the problems. That's why, you know what? Keep everything consistent. If we answer, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, who's the halakha like, incidentally? So the Ran says, last paragraph, Kaimanan. Can be Yehuda, medavrin le'ayedu moder of Yehuda, be'omer kunam einay b'shena le'mahar, u'medishlaklin of t'rin alibeh. Shalakatakimata, we have a basic rule. Whenever the Gemara goes back and forth in one of the shitot, so usually that's the one that's the halakha like. Otherwise they wouldn't spend so much time in trying to answer questions on him back and forth. So the halakha follows the Yehuda that what? A guy who's mizdaher b'isuran, he's not mizdaher b'tena'a.
Next piece of the Gemara says, a quote from our Mishnah. What was the quote from our Mishnah?
Omer li isha kunam shani misham sheikh, kareze v'ba yahad davaro. A guy comes along and says, I'm osering yourself to have tashmish with me. So he's putting his suit on tashmish, right? That was the case of the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says, which means he's forbidding his body on his wife. Right? Kunam, my body is forbidden to you to have tashmish. Now, we know, can a guy do that? Of course not. Why? He's obligated. What are you talking about? He has a sha'bud de'oraita. Dichtiv. She'era kesuta ve'onata. Lo yigra. We have a Torah law. Torah says he has to give his wife onah. What is onah? Relations. So how can he come along and forbid his body to his wife, meaning it's not his to forbid? It's almost as if to say it belongs to his wife. For example, can I go to somebody and say, your fruit are forbidden to you? Of course not. That's what this is like saying over here. My body, it's not your body, it's her body. So how can you assert something that belongs to her on her? That's a shamud that doesn't work.
So Gemara says, Be'omer hana'at tashmishech alai.
I'm not forbidding my body. I'm forbidding myself to have the hana'at from you. So on himself, he could be osir. But that already is his.
Right?
He doesn't want to have the tashmish. He doesn't want to have this hana'ah. Yeah. Now, how do you know that he can make such a tanai?
The amar of kana tashmishi alayich
or alecha should be. Let's say the lady's talking. The lady tells the husband tashmishi alayich. I'm forbidding myself to you with the tashmish.
Kofin otam sham mashto.
You force her.
Why?
The shi'abude mishabeda le. Because she's obligated to tashmish the husband. That's the shi'bud that she has also towards the husband.
Hana'at tashmishik alai?
But if she forbids herself, I'm forbidding myself, my hana'a. From the tashmish, I'm forbidding myself to it. Asur.
Why? She'en ma'achilinu la'adam davar asur lo.
You can't feed a person something that he forbade himself. So the Beit is not going to force them to have tashmish. What do you mean? This is asur to me. This is the hana'a. So just like she could say isur hana'a, he can also say the same isura. So that's the case. So when you go back to the Mishnah and you read it, it's not that he's osiring himself, his body. Because that's not his to osir. I'm osiring myself from the hana'ah. Now, you can't come over and say, force him. Wait a minute, you can't force somebody to eat something that's asur to him. Therefore, the nidr is hadr, is over. It is going to indeed be.